something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
Everything he did was for your sake, not for his sake. He said it's not about us, it's about him. It's not about him, it's about us. The whole heaven is concerned about us. The moment they get their theology straight, they'll be amazed at the surge of God's power in their lives. They'll begin to see tremendous revelations, tremendous manifestations of the Holy Ghost. I can never run out of the flow of God in my life. I don't have to have a revival. I'm alive all the time. I'm alive 24 hours a day. I'm hot. I've been this way many years. I'll always be on top. I'll always be hot. Like, you know what Jesus said about John the Baptist? He said he was a burning and a shining light. That's what he said about John the Baptist. A burning and a shining light. What does he want us to be? A burning and a shining light. Every time, every day, every year, 24 hours a day, you are on. He said, let your light therefore so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Don't ever let your light quench. He says, quench not the spirits. Quench not the spirits. Hallelujah. You have to be alive. No day passes by and then, oh God. Oh, only, oh. Oh, then you start crying. Revive us. Hey, oh. You know, there are people that are waiting for the revival of the last days. They haven't seen anything yet. You know what they want? They want the revival of John Wesley. Oh God, do again what you did in the days of John Wesley and Charles Wesley and Charles Grandison Finney. Oh God, in the days of George Whitfield. Oh God, oh, do it again, Jonathan Edwards' days, as you did. Oh no, he said the glory of the latter house shall be more than the former.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zumi Street behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
What's the reason for salvation? Jesus? No! That's why I told you, don't pray, bless this food, O Lord, for Christ's sake. No, it's for your sake. Look at it. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sake he became poor, that he, through his poverty, might become rich. It was for your sake. He says, it's not about us, it's about him. It's not about him, it's about us. The whole heaven is concerned about us. The moment they get their theology straight, they'll be amazed at the surge of God's power in their lives. They'll begin to see tremendous revelations, tremendous manifestations of the Holy Ghost. I can never run out of the flow of God in my life. I don't have to have a revival. I'm alive all the time. I'm alive. 24 hours a day, I'm hot. I've been this way many years. I'll always be on top. I'll always be hot. But you know what Jesus said about John the Baptist? He said he was a burning and a shining light. That's what he said about John the Baptist. A burning and a shining light. What does he want us to be? A burning and a shining light. Every time, every day, every year, 24 hours a day, you are on. He said, let your light therefore so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. Don't ever let your light quench. He says, quench not the spirits. Quench not the spirits. Hallelujah. You have to be alive. No day passes by and then, oh God. Oh, only oh. Oh, then you start crying. Revive us. Hey, You know, there are people that are waiting for the revival of the last days. They haven't seen anything yet. You know what they want? They want the revival of John Wesley. They say, oh God, do again what you did in the days of John Wesley and Charles Wesley. And Charles Grandison Finney. Oh God! In the days of George Whitfield. Oh God! Oh, do it again, Jonathan Edwards days, as you did. Oh no! He said, the glory of the latter house shall be more than the former! Let me tell you something. I read all of those revivers. Alright? I read about the revivers in Europe. I read about the revivers in America. I've read about them. I know what happened. I studied their accounts. They are not close to what you are seeing with your eyes. Charles Finney was said to have entered a certain place, and some people were trembling. And one woman fell down over there as he began to utter words. And another one fell down over there, and a few other people fell down as he preached. Is that what you have seen? Hold on. Sit down. You see, because if you don't take record of what God is doing in your life, you'll be crying for nothing. And so you cannot move forward. You keep crying, oh, the onions of Egypt, the garlic of old. You'd be like the children of Israel that came with Moses. They always cried for something. Moses, give us water. Elderly men, you want to kill us with our children and our wives. God said, I'm tired of these people. They saw manna come out of heaven. It made no difference to them. They heard the voice of God on the mountain. It made no difference to them. Moses. Something was wrong. We are seeing people coming to Christ by the thousands, by the thousands, by the thousands and thousands. We have to acknowledge those things. And when we acknowledge them, we don't say, oh God, yeah, this is it. There is a hunger inside of us to see more And the more we see, the more we believe for more. The more we see, the more we want. Why someone that says, oh God, give us a revival. No, we are looking for the harvest. We are looking for the harvest, not the revival. Hallelujah. You know, you heard about our program in South Africa. We haven't shown you yet. We'll show you soon. See, what many people don't know is what you call the ministry of the Spirit. They don't know. The ministry of the Spirit is the Holy Ghost working with you and in you. He becomes one of us, but to Him we belong. He is in our midst. He moves in our midst. He talks with us. He's the captain of the hosts. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit wants to work with you. Amen. Recognize Him. Every day you say, Father, thank you for the person and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Remember, this is the year of the Spirit. Recognize Him. I tell people who are sick, stop looking for your sickness. Look for your healing. Now, what do you do? Look for what God is doing in your life. Stop looking for what the devil is doing. Look for what God is doing in your life and thank Him for it. That's the way to give God glory. That's the way to recognize the Holy Ghost in your life. It's not by saying, oh, Holy Ghost, I recognize you. Holy Ghost. Okay, if you have a guest in your house, and you put him in the guest room. And then you come to the sitting room and you say, Mr. Thompson, I recognize you. You don't ever go to his room to say, how are you doing today? You know, you don't go to fellowship with him. You just stand in the sitting room and say, oh, Mr. Thompson, I recognize you. I recognize you. Oh, Mr. Thompson, oh. If you recognize him, go into the room. Sit down with him. Talk with him. Spend time with him. But a lot of us Christians are doing, oh, Mr. Thompson, I recognize you. And then life doesn't change. And then we speak in tongues and shouts. We do all that until we are so, you know, then we feel that we have prayed now. Yes, brother. Yes. You have labored. You just labored. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. It doesn't take so much strength to pray. But you can pray in such a way that the Holy Ghost moves in your life until you become so weak. It's possible. Especially during intercessory hours when you intercede. Sometimes you can't stop the crying. Sometimes you can't stop it. You just keep crying. You hold your stomach. You're crying. You may be rolling on the floor. You want to stop. You can't. Why? The Holy Ghost has taken over. He needs your body. He needs your mouth. He needs your tongue. And He's interceding strong for somebody. And you have yielded yourself. And the Holy Ghost is going on. Because you see, without you, the Holy Ghost can't do it by Himself. Without us, He can't intercede for the church. He needs us. So He can do that and you become so weak. After all that crying and shouting, which you couldn't stop, and you're there. But you don't have to come out among people. Brother. When you pray, you shake up the whole place. Then clean up. Chin up. Square your shoulders. You come out. And then you start saying, be cool. Hallelujah. And if it's money you want in your business, some of you don't know what to do. Listen, you are supernatural. Understand it. You are supernatural. You are. Understand that you really are. You really, really are. I said you. You really are. You really are. Are you hearing me? Are you not a priest? Are you not a king? Is it possible for you to fail? No. You don't see failure. You only see success. You put your hand on whatever materials they are. And then you say, in the name of Jesus, I call forth customers. I call for buyers. In the name of Jesus, I dispatch ministering spirits. Go forth and cause buyers to come in. Cause them to come in. Cause them to come in. And when you say that, you don't come back there. I don't know why. Some people have not come to buy. You don't talk like that anymore. Listen, you are a king. Are you a king? You know what to do with your children? They're going to school. You touch them like this, boy. Go and win. Go and win. They are saints by your word. Go and win. Go and win. I've been sent forth like a shot. And I'm on my way. And every hindrance on my way, cash. Why? There is an anointing of the Holy Ghost. I have to stop. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shake five people and say, I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Cheer up. The word works. The word works. The word works. The word works. It works, brother. It works, sister. You never fail. The word works. The word works. Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. Number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovewar360.com. Thank you for joining us today.